B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
We'll start with this. High school pranks. We're getting to the end of the year, obviously. Yes. A lot of you might have participated in them, but students at two high schools may have gone a little bit too far. With $20,000 in damages at one school.
Oh, geez.
And a little bit of a goofy hacked memo going out at another. Now, LaBelle Senior High School students, listen to this. I love this. Managed to send an email addressed to all faculty, staff, and students about a, quote, mandatory penis inspection.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, they did.
And did they buy it?
It was something funny, said Kenneth Carrion, a parent at the school, said, but at the same time, it was something scary. Carrion said he found the humor in it, but he says that it's something serious, too. He said he gets some high schoolers hacking into the system. Think about it. What are we doing wrong for security? The dean of students did send an email to parents apologizing for the prank, but exactly how the students pulled it off is something that the district is still looking into.
Mom, I did great on my penis exam.
Mandatory penis inspection. Then there was Clewiston High School, where they went a different route. $20,000 in damage because of a prank pulled there. The district said 37 students spray-painted sidewalks and buildings and destroyed curtains in the auditorium. That resulted in suspensions and fines, and some seniors are probably not going to walk for graduation.
Yeah, that's always a risk.
That's straight-up vandalism.
Yeah,
you got to be creative when it
comes
to
that. Hey, we burned down the school.
Yeah,
it was a prank.
When it comes to the prank, you got to have some creativity. Okay, right. You can't go wrong with an aardvark pizza. A Kilmarnock restaurant called Indian Accent is selling the unusual spicy snack, which is topped with green chilies, chicken and lamb mince, as well as the African animal that gives it its name. Yes, aardvark pizza.
Any description as to, you know, everything is always described as tasting like chicken. What does aardvark taste like?
I don't know. The restaurant prides itself on offering authentic Indian cuisine.
I've had aardvark poppers, and they're really good.
It sells pizza, calzones, and burgers alongside some of the more standard curry house fare. Head chef Ansar Anton said, "We wanted to bring unique flavors to the people of Kilmarnock and bring out the different flavors." Social media's reaction to the offbeat offering has been a little bit mixed. Aardvarks are medium-sized nocturnal animals common to the southern half of Africa. They use their long tubular snout to sniff out ants and termites, which they dig out with their long, sharp claws.
And you got to kill them just the right way. You got to crush their heads with work boots.
Is that how you do it?
Yeah.
Make sure that you save the integrity of the meat for your pizza?
Exactly. It seems brutal.
Two cafeteria workers or lunch ladies were arrested at Greenwich High School on Tuesday morning.
Oh, boy.
It was a fist fight between lunch ladies.
Really?
How bad do you want to see this happen absolutely. If you're a high school
Oh, my God.
The hair nets must have been flying.
Officers were called to the Hillside Road campus at about 8:10 a.m. on report of a dispute between two women. Upon arrival, investigation revealed that the parties had engaged in a physical fight in a public place, which resulted in injury to multiple parties. Gina Gazzard and Tammy Caballero.
Oh, Gina and Tammy, always going at it.
Were each charged with assault and breach of peace.
Now I make the worst CD.
The incident took place shortly before students began arriving at class. Both women were released on bail.
I saw the lunch lady vomit into spaghetti one time. That
oh,
was
really?
Are you serious?
No fist fights,
yeah.
We're all in line with our trays. I don't know what the hell was wrong with her.
Oh, my God.
Full out vomit. Doesn't even turn away. Vomits into the spaghetti.
Our lunch lady died of tuberculosis, and so they had to do a TB test on 2,000 students.
Oh, my God.
Yes, yeah. Twice, wow. As a matter of fact.
In case you need some more nightmare fuel, here it is. A Chinese doctor has shared video of a spider building a nest inside a man's head.
You just want to die.
The patient, only identified as Lee, came to the hospital complaining of discomfort in his ear. The doctor looked inside to discover the small spider building a nest in the man's ear canal. The doctor said the spider was too small and fast to be grabbed using tools, but hospital staff were able to flush it out with water.
I mean, so don't you feel it walking in?
I don't know.
You know, rubbing its feet on the mat and everything?
Yeah, but I mean, and if you have an ice pick nearby, don't you
just jam it in your head?
Yeah, exactly. A driver, this is straight out of the Blues Brothers, A driver plowed into the Wenatchee Valley Mall and drove around inside before being arrested Wednesday evening.
I have to be honest. I've always wanted to do
Me
that.
Me too.
Drive around in a mall.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, like when the Grand Rim Mall was closed?
That would have been awesome.
That would have been so great.
Yeah.
Police received a report around 6:10 p.m. that a driver struck another vehicle in the parking lot and then drove into the mall. The driver, a man in his 30s, drove through a doorway at the south side of the mall, drove to the north end, and turned around. Damage was limited to tables and chairs and minimal damage to a wall. The driver was arrested as he was leaving the mall under suspicion of DUI, hit and run, possession of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia, and reckless
drugs.
Endangerment as
well.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know if this story is real or not. I didn't have a chance to look up the validity of it.
Is it really fun?
Yeah.
Then let's just call it real.
It was sent to me. Well, I mean, it's fun and disturbing at the same time.
Oh, those are my favorite things.
21-year-old Zachary Burdick has pleaded guilty to pleasuring himself in and desecrating a baptism pool inside of a church.
Well, that's kind of weird.
The incident took place on Tuesday morning in October, Catholic Spirit of Life Church in Mandan, North Dakota. An employee saw Burdick take off his clothes, jump into the baptismal fountain near the entrance, and then dipped his, quote, rear end into the holy water fountain.
Why didn't the employee stop him?
Before splashing around and walking down the aisle while 75 people were attending Mass. According to the Smoking Gun, Burdick pleaded guilty Thursday to misdemeanor disorderly conduct and indecent exposure charges.
Well, there's a picture of the guy.
Maybe it's
real.
Legit or not. So
I don't know. I get turned on by baptism.
An employee said, I asked Zachary about pleasuring himself and told him he cannot do that in front of others. Zachary replied, especially in church.
I love a challenge.
Next, I asked Zachary if he was pleasuring himself to get sexual gratification. And Zachary said, yes. Case, can I say that? He said that he was. I can't say that, can I?
I don't know. I mean.
Rhyme it.
Well, it's kind of like the corn nuts.
He said that he was trying to, I'll rhyme it, trust a hut.
Yeah, no, we play the song. I think you can say it.
All right, well, anyway, I'm not going to.
Yeah.
According to the Smoking Gun, he pleaded guilty and was originally charged with felony indecent exposure, but that count is reduced as part of a plea deal, and the estimated cost to clean and sanitize the baptismal fountain is $500. Kathy, they're just going to clean and sanitize it and keep using it.
Yeah.
You cool with that?
What is wrong with people? Honestly.
I just have fun.
Yeah.
fun is it's a relative term. To
yeah. Where's the closest pool?
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
All right, we'll start with this story. A Chinese live streamer recently demonstrated to us all the dangers of attempting to eat a live octopus. The woman is a lover of seafood and decided to demonstrate this affinity through an odd challenge involving devouring a cephalopod while it is still alive.
Yeah, that didn't work out, did it?
No, in this case, her meal wasn't about to go down very easy. In a clip that has since gone viral across Chinese internet, the animal is seen latching onto the woman's face and refusing to let go as she screams in terror.
It caught her eyelid, too.
It did. Desperately, she tries to pull the animal off, causing her lower eyelid to stretch to an alarming degree. We're looking at a picture of it right now before the creature finally lets go. That could have killed her.
Absolutely.
Easily. After the woman is left to cry over the damage the octopus had done to her face. On the bright side, in her previous videos, a woman streamer on Kaiusho had been complaining about her lack of fame, and now everyone
She's
knows
got fame her face. For being a moron.
A man was arrested Wednesday. This was pretty wild after authorities seized more than 1,000 guns from a home in Holmby Hills, which is right at Bel Air.
Yeah, there was an aerial shot of this arsenal.
Officials received an anonymous tip about a person illegally manufacturing and selling guns in a home, said Officer Mike Lopez, as part of the ongoing joint investigation, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives. And the LAPD served a search warrant at the home at 4 a.m. The ATF said the agent searched the home after discovering an individual illegally selling firearms outside of the scope of the federal firearm license and individual process. It was wild seeing the footage of how much weaponry this person had. The man's name has not been released, but he was arrested on suspicion of unlawful transportation and giving, lending, selling an assault weapon. The house, by the way, the Bel Air Mansion, is described as a hoarder's paradise. Court records show that the property is owned by Cynthia Beck, who has three daughters with J. Paul Getty's son, Gordon Getty.
Whoa.
Yeah, big money.
Yeah.
Beck bought the property in 2001 in January 2001, but it remains unclear what, if any, connection she had to Wednesday's event. So I don't know if she is going to be coming into play. Jay-Z and Beyonce live less than a mile from there.
That's probably where they get their guns.
It's in a very exclusive neighborhood, so it was really weird to see that.
It's got to be terrifying raiding a place like that. You know, like
what was more terrifying is he had a huge collection of Beanie Babies.
Oh, my God.
That's where they went?
No, you're right. You got to you gotta be careful. An Ohio woman is accused of burglary after entering a home, petting the victim's dog, and washing their dishes.
That's my kind of burglar.
I know, right? We need more burglars like this.
How are you? How are your window chops?
Cheyenne Ewing has been charged with burglary. Deputies said they received a call about a burglary Monday morning. The victim said Ewing entered the home, sat on the couch, and pet the dog. And she then washed the dishes and left the home.
I'm going to make you a turkey dinner, give you some handies, and then leave.
Deputies said that Ewing appeared to be under the influence of drugs.
Oh, but so. That's contrary to the stories you have of chopping people up, eating them, running around naked, all that stuff. This is really sort of a domestic situation.
We'll try this one on. A Washington IT worker has hacked off his penis and testicles in a bloody bid to be a eunuch.
Ah.
Trent Gates, who is 23, revealed that he used a razor-sharp knife to do the dreadful deed in his pursuit of being what's called a nullo. Nullos are extreme body modification enthusiasts.
I thought they were chocolate-covered desserts.
No, that's Nutella? No.
Oh.
Is that what you...
Maybe that's it.
All right. Nullos, like I said, extreme body modification to remove genitalia.
Oh, my God. By themselves. They do it by themselves.
And often their nipples for a smooth look.
Wow.
Photos.
What do they do with their finger hair?
Photos... they're not that crazy.
Yeah.
Photos... A man inspired him to do the same when
that looks good.
When he was 15, that's what he thought.
See? Yeah,
according to the UK Sun, many nullos identify as eunuchs. Some are asexual or submissive homosexuals. Gates says that he identifies as non-binary, adding that his bait and tackle never felt like part of me. He said, "I have no desire to be a woman. It's kind of a middle ground in between the two, an androgynous in between."
Don't you? I mean, listen. So he could have gone for surgery, yes?
I don't know. Don't know if you can do that or
maybe
not.
Maybe look for a Groupon?
I don't think anybody would do that for you. I don't think a doctor would. So he cut off his own penis at his Washington apartment and then a year later removed his testicles in a North Carolina hotel room.
The hotel room?
A friend watched to make sure that there were no medical complications. In both instances, he was taken to the hospital and stitched up by a doctor. He was also referred to mental health workers who determined him sane, actually. So he didn't have anything, you know, he just wanted to do it.
And why are you staying with us this weekend, sir? Is it business or personal? Personal. I'm cutting my balls off.
He used oxycodone during his do-it-yourself castration.
Could you imagine the absolute agony of doing that to yourself?
He now uses a catheter to urinate. Gates added that sex with his boyfriend is now more intense. He said both his parents and boyfriend have accepted his body transformation. However, his mother threw out his frozen penis, which he kept in the family freezer.
What? Was it wrapped up properly?
They didn't indicate, but I would hope so. He said, I feel...
Anybody going to eat this kielbasa?
He said, I feel happier. I feel more me. I feel, I guess, freer in a sense. So,
I mean, honestly, God bless. And if he's happy, he's happy. But come on.
That's pretty...
Buy a separate fridge for your frozen penis.
That's pretty extreme. Yeah. Like one of those little ones.
A little like college. You know? Like a frat room.
Yeah.
That's for my frozen penises. That's for the food.
Mm-hmm. All right, one last story, and then we will wrap it up. Let's go with this one. Three Georgia women bought a box of Legos while visiting a Charleston consignment shop, only to find out that the box was actually filled with about $40,000 worth of methamphetamine.
Wow.
The women had gifted...
No wonder why they're so expensive.
They had gifted the box to a child who opened it and discovered the 3 pounds of the drugs in there. Deputies say the women turned the drugs over to the sheriff's office. Authorities determined the drugs were likely mailed to the wrong address.
The kid was actually standing on the ceiling when they came into the...
dealers often ship drugs to empty or abandoned addresses to be picked up, but United States Postal Service often won't leave packages at those sites. Instead, they're often left with a neighbor or auctioned off.
So you're saying Lego doesn't make the meth?
When they're unclaimed. Not that I know of.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.